question, is it possible to have a reasonable conversation about abortion? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, this issue is so highly charged that people don't even like to talk about it anymore.
John, some people listening to the program right now, they might be thinking about tuning out, and I understand how they feel.
Yeah, it's hard, it's heavy, and sometimes it's easier to just maybe not even think about it.
But when people consider what's at stake, even potentially, we need to have the conversation. And when it comes to abortion, the main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. When does the unborn baby become a person and qualify as a human being? That's the whole debate in a nutshell.
Yet the arguments for abortion seem to go in other directions.
You hear about the age of the mother, economic status, circumstances surrounding the pregnancy, the impact on a woman's education or career. Some shout out, no one has a right to tell me when to become a mother, but the debate is whether or not this person already is a mother. If the unborn is not a person who qualifies as a human being, we ought to encourage abortion. We ought to make it more widely available. We ought to support the harvesting of organs. I mean, why would we allow these precious resources go to waste? But if the unborn is a person who qualifies as a human being, these arguments, they don't carry rhetorical force. We don't take the life of a child because of the age of the mother, her economic status, the circumstances surrounding the pregnancy, the impact on her career. We need to ask, when it comes to the unborn, where do you draw the line and why? It's not a question of location. Where we are doesn't determine what we are. And the main thing in the debate is to keep the main thing the main thing.
And that's what Alec does as he teaches around the world at conferences, schools, churches, and ministry on the issue of apologetics. More at reasonwhy.org.